It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May the 21st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $26,861. ETH is up slightly at $1,812, and Binance Coin is down slightly at $309. Well, a malicious proposal successfully passed by the Tornado Cash DAO has granted an attacker complete control over the project's governance system. The attacker manipulated the governance system by introducing an additional function to an upgrade proposal, which allowed them to gain an extra 1.2 million votes and take over the entire governance system. The attacker has already taken advantage of the control by withdrawing and selling a significant number of TORN tokens, draining the locked votes from the system. Approximately 483,000 TORN tokens were taken, with a portion sold for over $500,000 worth of ETH. Binance has halted deposits and withdrawals of TORN, while deposits and withdrawals remain open on Huobi. While the attacker cannot access funds held within the protocol, they can potentially disrupt the router function, a critical component of the protocol's operation. The price of TORN dropped and has partially recovered. Well, MIAX, a financial exchange operator, has completed its acquisition of options-focused Ledger X as part of the bankruptcy of FTX. This acquisition comes during increased trading activity in the crypto's options market. FTX US had previously purchased Ledger X in 2021 to expand its derivatives offerings in the US. MIAX's parent company, Miami International Holdings, said the acquisition is a significant step in their growth strategy, allowing them to offer new and innovative products in the swaps and futures industry. Well, demand for tokenized versions of U.S. Treasury bonds is on the rise as crypto investors seek higher yields in traditional financial markets. The market cap of tokenized money market funds has reached nearly $500 million, quadrupling in size this year. Money market funds offer a safe way to earn a yield by holding short-term government securities. Crypto investors are attracted to these funds for their perceived safety and higher interest rates compared to bank deposits. Several platforms have emerged to offer tokenized assets on the blockchain. Franklin Templeton's Franklin On-Chain U.S. Government Money Fund is the largest offering with $276 million in assets, but other challengers have also attracted significant funds. Well, this week, Sotheby's concluded an auction of NFTs from the Grails collection, which belonged to bankrupt crypto hedge fund Three Arrows Capital. The auction brought in $2.4 million to help recover some of the lost funds. The highest priced NFTs in the sales were Fidenza number 725 and Autoglyph number 187, which sold for $1 million and $500,000, respectively. And finally, DFZ Labs, the creative team behind Deadfellas, is introducing a tool called Streaming Fellas, which will allow token holders to embody their NFT avatars on video platforms like Twitch, YouTube, Google Meet, and Zoom. Streaming Fellas is a partnership with PFP enabler Hologram Labs. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.